Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Ed Ackerley. You know, Jump in Tucson is a unique format show with five different shows per week, different hosts covering a wide range of topics. On Monday, I host Wonder, the good things going on at the University of Arizona. This coming week, Grant and Ted are going to switch places. Tuesday, Grant will host the engagement hour on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, General Ted Maxwell will be in. On Thursdays, Tom Moulton talks about visitor attractions. We have a little announcement about that today. And on Friday, we talk about great success stories, organizations and businesses in Tucson that have done a good job. I have a couple co-hosts with me today. In the studio with me is Sixto Molina. Good morning, Sixto.
Good morning, Dr. Ed.
Good to see you. I haven't seen you in so long. Nothing like spending the whole day with you yesterday together, running around being crazy guys as we were.
Eating hot sausages.
There you go. Hot sauce, yeah. Now, getting ready for tequila night. We were drinking lots of tequila yesterday. And up on assignment, as I say, up in Phoenix is our co-host and good friend, Lydia Aranda. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning. Buenos dias a todos.
We have you on assignment later on this hour. I'll talk about what you're doing for me up there in Phoenix so that we can have a good event tomorrow. And we're going to talk today in our first segment about an event coming up tonight and then an event also coming up later in the summer with one of our guests from the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance. So, Lydia, if you want to introduce Nicole, that would be great.
Absolutely. Again, good morning. Very good to be here. And of course, wearing my co-host hat on assignment, which we'll get to, but it's my pleasure not only to talk to you on Fridays about wonderful business and representing all the minority and small businesses all across Southern Arizona. And today we have a fabulous guest, and she and I am actually, I'm very privileged to also call her my friend. This is Ms. Nicole Massa, and she is there with the SACA, the Southern Arizona Arts Coalition and Collective. And one of the wonderful things that happened with business and SACA is their Catalyst Collective, which we'll talk a little bit more about. But I got to tell you, and you mentioned it in your opening there, you and Sixto were up to a little tequila tasting yesterday.
And
your timing is just great. You know, the iconic margarita, as we know it, and its salt rim glasses are such a ubiquitous staple, touching every corner of the community from social to restaurateur and everywhere in between. We hear people writing about it. We see pictures of it. Of course, we've had taste. And I got to tell you that I think the only more renowned community collaboration of that earth is the wonderful work that SACA does. So with that, I'm going to let Nicole introduce herself. Nicole, tell us a little bit about you and your role at SACA.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Lydia. So I have the pleasure of being the operations and finance manager for Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance, or more known as SACA. And we are a 26-year-old arts nonprofit that creates opportunities for artists to make and sell their work. And we accomplish our mission by partnering with towns, cities, and other nonprofits and businesses to create signature programming throughout the community. And what we're most well known for is our events. And speaking of events, we have tonight our signature event, the World Margarita Championship, and we will be partnering with Tucson Originals restaurants to put on this event this evening at the Westward Look Resort. And the Tucson Originals are an association that was formed in 1999. And they're a collection of different restaurants in Tucson, Arizona that preserve the rich culinary heritage that is Tucson.
Fantastic. Well, we're really looking forward to that. And I got to tell you, and as Ed said, some of us are out on assignment and you're actually joining us. I think you are on your way or even on site already getting ready for this wonderful 17th year World Margarita Championship. And I love the way that you expressed how it's a collaboration true to the nature of SACA, of bringing other folks together, business owners, and the Tucson Originals celebrating those family-owned, those first concepts, those things that make the well-known Tucson and our gastronomy award. This is a big part of it, is it not?
It is. And, you know, we We're so thrilled to be able to put this event on for the 17th year. You know, we also collaborate with Visit Tucson. We did the James Beard brunch event this past year. We also have other culinary events that we do throughout the festival season. For this particular event tonight, we are very happy that we're being able to collaborate with some of our sponsors, Cayman Jack. I don't know if you know about them, but they do these wonderful margaritas that are pre-mixed in all different sorts of flavors. They're absolutely delicious. We also have Dobel Tequila that are going to be pouring for us this evening, doing a little bit of specialty tequila drinks in our special Gold Access VIP lounge. And then we also have to give some credit to Pima Federal Credit Union, who has been doing an amazing job supporting local nonprofits throughout Tucson. And we couldn't, this event couldn't be made possible without, you know, the assistance of some of these sponsors tonight. And Lydia, I do want to mention that the Cayman Jack tequila, those are made with 100% blue agave nectar. Do you know who created the margarita, Lydia?
You know, I was just going to ask you that, and I was looking it up on Epicurious. They tend to tell a lot of fun little facts like that. But I'm looking at my screen here and seeing a little smirk and twinkle in Ed's eyes. I wonder, Ed, do you or Sixto know who invented the margarita?
I do not.
No.
Well, then, Nicole, please tell us.
Well, I think there's certainly a lot of stories out there, and there's certainly a lot of different iterations of how that came to be. But according to Jose Cuervo, which I guess we could say would be certainly expert on the topic, the cocktail was invented in 1938 by a bartender in honor of a Mexican showgirl by the name of Rita de la Rosa.
Ah.
So tonight we'll have to drink in Rita's honor. And, you know,
absolutely.
It's going to be a hot one out here today at the Westward Look. So we are encouraging all of the attendees to make sure that they're going to be drinking a lot of water. We are also partnering with Lyft. So if you want to take a safe ride home, we're encouraging all the attendees to drink responsibly and utilize safe ride services.
Great. Well, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit. I just want to talk briefly about the upcoming event, which is the Salsa, Tequila, and Taco Challenge, and that's coming up in August. We're speaking with Nicole Maza. She's with the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance. Our co-hosts today are Lydia Ronda and Sixto Molina, and thanks to Matt Neely, who's producing for us today. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI Radio. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. With me in studio is Sixto Molina. Molina, good morning again, Sixto.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. I guess we should be speaking un poquito de español porque es el día de la margarita, the Margarita Championship. With us in Phoenix is Lydia Ronda. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning.
And our guest is Nicole Maza with the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance. As Christy Simone would say, me speak good, Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance. So tonight there's an event at the Westward Look. May I just mention that Westward Look is one of our good sponsors of Jump in Tucson. John Alt, who's the general manager. If you're looking for a great staycation, a good place to go in the summertime in Tucson is the beautiful Westward Look Resort, and we thank John for his support and Westward Look of what they've been able to do for us here at Jump in Tucson. Nicole is with the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance, and tonight is the Tucson Originals Restaurants World Margarita Championship at Westward Look. So you can talk a little bit more about that, Lydia, but also their upcoming event, the Salsa, Tequila, and Taco Challenge.
You bet. So for listeners just coming on right now, we have been celebrating the fact that today is that World Margarita Championship in its 17th year with SACA. And what we're talking about with that is the creativity that goes into margaritas. Some people say it's basic and they like traditional and a little salt on the rim and just sort of a straightforward ingredients that put that tequila and a little lime together. And then there are lots of variations. So what's fun is putting that art and creativity into the cuisine, into the beverage. and helping to celebrate all of these mixologists, if you will. Is that correct, Nicole? Is that kind of what got it started?
You know, I believe so. And I think that Tucson is such a wonderful place to be able to celebrate tequila and mezcal. And we have a number of different restaurants that are going to be joining us this evening and brands. If I could just mention some of the following restaurants, we have Agave Heritage Festival that's going to be featuring some of their Bacanora Mezcal and Sotal tequila brands. Also, we have Amelia's Mexican Kitchen, Bashful Bandit Barbecue, Bisbee Breakfast Club will be there, Cayman Jack with their delicious pre-made margaritas, Dante's Fire, El Cisne Restaurant, Gourmet Girls, Highwire Tucson, Jeremiah's Italian Ice, Kingfisher Bar and Grill, Nana's Kitchen, who actually won last year's Best Margarita. We've got Palm at Westward Look, Artisan Popcorn Popped, Pure Poke, Redbird Scratch Kitchen and Bar, Reforma, Rocco's.
Oh my goodness.
So many.
Yeah. We have to mention that Reforma is owned by our co-host, Grant Kruger owns Reforma, and that's his Mexican restaurant that he has up at St. Philip's Plaza. And they have a fabulous selection of tequilas up at Reforma, and they're going to do something special tonight for their margaritas.
Yes. You know, I have to say just a couple quick things on that. You're talking about all the creativity that comes from these restaurateurs, these chefs, the mixologists and such. And part of what Saka does in its Catalyst Collective is bring different creations together, whether it's dance, music, paint, STEM, and your wonderful teaching kitchen that is located there in your space at Tucson Mall. Tell us, well, what we're going to do is talk a little bit about that, but I do want to say signature events is how you bring the funding together, right? And that's what I'm hearing about. And you've got another one. If folks aren't already prepared to come tonight, they can look ahead to your big additional signature event happening in August. Tell us a little bit about that, Nicole.
This is a huge culinary event for us. A salsa, tequila, and taco challenge also benefits the local community food bank, which we're very proud to partner with for this particular event. But what makes salsa, tequila, and taco so special is the fact that we bring in a live wrestling rink with live wrestlers. We put on a show for all of the attendees. So while you're being prepared to be swept away by the electrifying moves of the wrestling performers, we also have signature programming going on in the lobby with some live mariachi. Maybe we'll have some live painters. It's a big production. We spare no expense, and we're really looking forward to hosting this event for the second time at the El Conquistador on August 24, 2024.
So tickets available for August. Ed, what do you think about that? Are you and Sixto going to get in there and watch some wrestling and taste some salsa?
I don't know about Sixto, but tell them about your salsa eating there, Sixto.
Oh, yeah, I love salsa. I love to go to different restaurants and taste different salsas. It's my favorite.
When Sixto and I go out to lunch or dinner, I rate it by the ambiance and the food. And so he rates it by the salsa. He checks out the salsa and makes sure the salsa is okay. Hey, I did want to mention that Kevin Larkin, who's with Saka, 6 degrees of separation here. I teach at the University of Arizona, and my good friend Lydia Randa is one of those people that comes in and speaks to my classes. But also Kevin Larkin from Saka comes in and speaks to my classes, my creative professional communication class, and does a great job of sharing the story of Saka. So we are speaking with Nicole Maza. She is with Daza. She's with the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance, and Lydia Randa is with us in Phoenix, and Sixto is here in studio, and tonight is the World Margarita Championship, but coming up in August, which you can still get tickets to, is the Salsa, Tequila, and Taco Challenge at El Conquistador on August 24th. How would they get tickets, Nicole, to do that?
So if you go to the Saka website, which is www.saka.org, you can click on our events, and if you scroll down to culinary events, you'll find Salsa, Tequila, and Taco. And there should be a link on the page that will get you to the ticketing.
And that's open to anybody that wants to come and experience the best salsa, tequila, and tacos in Southern Arizona, correct?
That's correct. And we'll also do a VIP hour once again. And then we'll also have tickets for general admission that will start 1 hour later. And we're really looking forward to seeing the community come out and support all these local restaurants.
Could you just spend just a minute or two here and tell us about Saka, and especially the space at Tucson Mall? But was formed 29 years ago, you said. What is that whole mission of the collaborative space at Tucson Mall?
So Catalyst was born out of this idea to bring creatives together. And originally we thought that the vision of Catalyst Creative Collective was an arts and maker space. And then COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
And after COVID, we decided to rein it in a little bit and to have the space available for creatives of all types that wanted to come together and collaborate. And so it's an open space. We do have rental rates where we do give discounts to local nonprofits. We have everyone from local teaching, culinary arts to visual arts to business meetings and networking. Like Tucson Young Professionals comes in and does their board meetings there. So it's a dynamic space. We certainly have offices for rent and co-working spaces available. As you mentioned, my colleague, Kevin Larkin, he's a great contact to get in touch with if someone's interested in possibly joining the collective team there. And we really do all enjoy each other's company, and it's a very dynamic, collaborative space to work in.
If some of our listeners are thinking about, need something to do, I want a new hobby, I want to learn something new, I want to be engaged, I have a skill I want to share with other people, this would be a good place to land and go to Tucson Mall and go to the collaborative space and get connected, correct?
Absolutely. And if you go to our website, saka.org, you can click on our newsletter there and sign up for all things Catalyst, and that will keep you in the loop with what's going on, because the events just vary week to week. We've always got something different going on in this space.
6 degrees of separation. One more little tidbit of trivia for you. Maybe about 30 years ago, Ackerley Advertising helped the Oral Valley Arts Council kind of get launched and get started. And we spent a couple of years working. Back then it was, just Oral Valley. And we had some experience helping. We say in our commercials that we've helped hundreds of organizations. The Oral Valley Arts Council, which was the predecessor of Saka, was one of the organizations we helped get launched. So interesting. Six degrees of separation, as they say.
Absolutely. And I believe you had Tom Moulton on your program yesterday, and he is one of Saka's board members. And we're lucky to have Tom, as a contributing member of Saka. And I've worked with Tom in other capacities with other nonprofits throughout the years. And it's a small town, Dr. Ed.
Yeah, it is. Hey, it's great to have events like the World Margarita Championship tonight with Tucson Originals, and we got to support those local restaurants that are recovering still. So you don't want to use it as an excuse, but COVID sure wreaked havoc for many restaurants, and we got to support them as we possibly can. And this is one good way to give them some promotion and get people to thinking about our local restaurants. And so the Tucson Originals is a great group. And then the Salsa, Tequila, and Taco Challenge on August 24th at Hilton El Conquistador, a Hilton resort, a great place for people to kind of connect with some of our best chefs and people making the best Mexican food. We say that Tucson is the best Mexican food. So 7 million visitors a year coming to Tucson, and many of them go straight to the Mexican restaurants. And Sixto and I are on a challenge to see if we can check off the list of every single Mexican restaurant in Tucson. We're getting close, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Nicole, for being with us. I look forward to seeing you this evening at the World Margarita Championship at Westward Look Resort. And we thank you for all you do for collaboration and arts and culinary excellence. And Lydia, you're going to stay with us for a little bit before we send you on assignment up in Phoenix. Okay, thank you all for that. What a great focus on culinary and cocktails here in Southern Arizona. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. And we'll be back with our second half of the Friday Business Success on Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is the Friday Business Success Story, organizations and businesses that have done good works in the community. We've been in studio with Sixto Molina. Good morning again, Sixto.
Good morning, sir.
And up and on assignment, as we say, up in Phoenix is Lydia Ronda. Good morning, Lydia.
Buenos dias.
And sitting across from the desk from me this morning is William Bill Ackerley. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So one of the things we've been promoting the last couple of weeks is the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon, which is one of our signature events for Coaches for Charity. Been around for 15 years, and we've done a couple of shows here where we've touted the success of that. We want to thank all those people that have bought lanes and have supported us with gifts, including some of our advertisers that have given us some gifts to have in a silent auction. So, Bill, tell us again a little bit about what the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon is and when and where it is.
Right. Yesterday, I was over at Lucky Strike Bowl, putting together the final details with the crew over there. So tomorrow morning, we're going to have a bowl-a-thon. We're expecting over 70 bowlers, and it's to support Coaches for Charity. And the main theme is to give elementary schools sporting equipment. And so that's what we raised the funds for. And we got a great support this year. And thanks to you, Ed, we've got a lot of auction items that were, if you're looking for a staycation this summer, come by the bowl-a-thon tomorrow, because we've got like six resorts and hotels in the area that have donated stays. So it's right. It's going to be fun. It's always a fun time because we get free pizza and free soda and the people bowl, and not a real competition, but everyone just has a blast.
So I was teasing Sixto that I have my golf game and my bowling game reversed. I score really low on bowling and really high on golf. So it's kind of the way my, and you're a pretty good golfer. Are you a very good bowler, Sixto?
No, I think I've only bowled one time and I made an idiot of myself. So yeah, that was the last time.
That's why there's beer at bowling alleys, there so you that go. You can just not worry about it. Maybe the tequila challenge, the margarita challenge, we can start at 10 o'clock in the morning, or just keep going from tonight and go on into the morning. So Lydia, you're on assignment.
Yeah. Bowl it through the whole weekend.
Yeah. Lydia, you're on assignment for me, and I jest about that. But we have our friends up in Phoenix are giving us something. So what are you picking up today from the Arizona Diamondbacks?
I am super excited to be on assignment representing the effort and collecting from the Diamondbacks some balls. Right. So I know some people might be saying, okay, let's say baseballs to be very clear.
Right.
And those are going to be fabulous in the lineup of what folks are going to bid and auction and get raffle tickets for. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. I have a friend up there. Some of you might recognize his name. His name is Luis Gonzalez, who is the guy that had hit the left-handed little blooper into right field on the seventh game of the World Series that scored the run that made the Arizona Diamondbacks the world champions of the World Series the first and only time. Maybe we'll go back this year. And just last night, I never thought we would replace Goldschmidt at first base, but Christian Walker hit two home runs last night in back-to-back innings. So a pretty amazing. They had a good team. And so we have a baseball coming down signed by the team from the Diamondbacks. I don't know who Zachley's name is on it. I'll have to see it when it comes. But Luis and our good friend Ann Benton up there, the executive assistant, arranged. And so Lydia's up there on assignment picking up those and bringing them down to Tucson for us today. So thanks for doing that, Lydia.
Oh, you bet. Making sure that folks remember Southern Arizona and I think it's wonderful. Los D-backs, as we call them, really.
Los Serpientes, yeah.
Yes, they really do a great job of reaching out to all communities around Arizona. And thank you, Diamondbacks, for your support.
Yeah. Bill, give us some of the names of some of the people that have donated some prizes and so forth.
Well, the hotels and resorts alone are Westward Look, Hacienda del Sol, Hotel McCoy. Janet Hare over at the Doubletree at Reed Park donated a couple of nights. Ed Myers over at Residence Inn at Williams Center donated a night. And also the big one that I just picked up yesterday was the White Stallion Rants. The True family came through, and that's a two-night stay, and that's an expensive one.
a good segue, because when we come back after the break in a few minutes, we'll be talking about the anniversary of Jumpin' Tucson, and Russell was our first guest.
So
all of our friends are chipping in and giving us things. We have lots of baskets and bicycles and all sorts of things.
Right. We have a bicycle. We've got a golf bag.
Right.
It's
a Callaway golf bag. $200 thanks to Wade Schultz out at Pepsi. He donated that.
And, awesome.
And Ed, you did a great job of putting together those baskets. We get a lot of gift cards and stuff like that. And Ed took the time to do some themed baskets and buy some extra stuff and put them in. So
we've had good experience with silent auctions with Coaches for Charity. Matter of fact, for the last 15 years, we've become experts at putting together collaborations, talking about soccer and collaborations. We take different gift cards, put them together in a basket, create a theme, and tie them up, and you take a couple of donations and turn them into something special. Well, Bill, we would be remiss if we didn't say why we're doing this, and that is I spoke with Herman House, who is the interim athletic director for TUSD Interscholastics, and he's filling in because Dee Dee Wheeler has moved on. And ironically, he was the athletic director for many years after spending some time in administration at Tucson High and other places. And he's back as the interim. The TUSD school board just appointed him again as long-term interim as they've opened up that position again. But I had a nice conversation with Herman yesterday about what we're doing to try and get equipment and athletic apparel and things that students need at the TUSD elementary schools. And so this is an important part of what the Bowl-a-thon is all about.
Right, and the school that we picked this year that will get the main benefit from this is Gale Elementary School. And as I've said before, they're just starting getting into athletics again, so this will be a good start for them to be able to buy equipment and uniforms for their students.
And it's important that TUSD, athletics had gone away from the elementary school area,
right.
And TUSD has committed some resources and some funding to pay us some stipends for some coaches and to get the athletic programs going back in. Those of us who've been in Coaches for Charity, Sixto played, you were Flash, right, on your baseball team?
That was my nickname, Flash.
Yeah, Flash, yeah. And Bill and I played sports, and, having athletics is just like we were talking earlier about soccer and about arts and culinary arts and all those collaborations that happen. Athletics is also an important part of a young person's development. And so if we can help out with Coaches for Charity of moving forward, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I coached Little League Baseball for a number of years in the 90s. And what I learned over the years is that kids that are engaged in sports, they learn more than just how to play whatever game they're playing. They learn how to lose, and that's important. Later in life, when I was a homicide detective, we would see young kids commit suicide because they did not know how to accept defeat or a setback in their life, and they thought it was the end of the world, so they ended their life. So sports is very, very important in child development. It's more than just play in the game.
Right. I'd also like to thank some of our volunteers that are helping out, and of course Janet Hare over at the Doubletree at Reed Park, and her daughter Cassidy Hare are helping out, and also Alejandro Delgado Lopez and his dad Dale Lopez, and they're involved in a lot of youth sports here in Tucson. And I always crack up along with what you were saying, Sixto. They'll have a final game and a playoff game, and there'll be fifth graders running up and down a basketball court, and then one team will win and one team will lose, and the parents are heartbroken from the losing team. But then you go out in the parking lot, and the kids that lost the game are having the time of their lives.
You know,
it's just the experience at that age level to be able to play sports and learn that there's winning and losing, and life goes on.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a very important part of child development. The other thing is you get to play with people that don't look like you.
Okay.
And that's important, too, because you break down racial barriers.
Right.
There's just so many benefits to sports. Like they said years ago, wide world of sports, you experience the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat.
Right. Yeah.
And that's a good feeling.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to be helpful with the Bowl-a-thon at all, we're going to go to break here. But if you'd like to help out, if you could go on to coachesforcharity.org, you can make a donation. You can stop by tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Even
Please
if you're
stop
not,
by tomorrow.
Yeah, if you're not bowling, we'd love to have you come and bid on some of the items. You can stop in between 10 and 11 and put your name down on a sheet. And if you want me to be your proxy, you can send me a text, and I'll be happy to put your name down, and we could use all the help that we could get to help at the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We'll go to break, and we'll come back. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Jump in Tucson and what we've been able to do. You're listening to KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. This is Jump in Tucson. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. With me in the studio is my brother and partner at Ackerley Advertising, Bill Ackerley. Good morning again, Bill.
Good morning.
And with us in studio is our good friend, my former campaign manager, and my good buddy, who we spend way too much time together, Sixto Molina. Good morning, Sixto.
Good morning, sir.
And up on assignment in Phoenix, our co-host comes in and fills in for us occasionally, Lydia Randa. Good morning, Lydia.
Hello.
And back there looking at me and doing a great job, our good friend Matt Neely, who has helped us for the last 6 months. I want to take just the last part of this segment to talk about Jump in Tucson, and this is our six-month anniversary. It doesn't seem possible, but we started on January 8th, so this week is our six-month anniversary of doing shows. We have a unique format in that we have lots of different people contributing. I do Mondays and Fridays. General Ted Maxwell does Tuesdays. Grant Kruger does Wednesdays. Tom Moulton does Thursdays. I am proud to say that our good friend Felipe Garcia from Visit Tucson has joined us now on Thursday. Visit Tucson is going to collaborate. This is the day of collaboration. They're going to collaborate with the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance and Tom Moulton, and they're going to co-sponsor and co-present the Thursday shows for us. What that means is we'll have both attractions, but we'll also have hotels and all the other visitor things that go on in Tucson. So we want to welcome aboard Felipe Garcia and the Visit Tucson folks to our Thursday show. But just a reflection, Bill, when we were asked to do this show back in December, late November, we had some meetings with management and so forth. We're an advertising agency, and it was kind of a difficult decision for us. But what are your thoughts on the last 6 months of doing Jump in Tucson?
Well, we've met a lot of interesting people, and usually when the guests come in and they're interviewed, when the interview is over, they say, "Wow, that went by really fast." And this first 6 months has gone by fast too for us. We just jumped in with both feet, and we're getting as many of the success stories that we can think of on. And it's been eye-opening for us to see some of these people that run organizations. They come in, some of them I didn't know about until we interviewed them that day. And it's really, really fun to see all the people that are out there going to work every day, doing their job, and making Tucson a better place.
That's great, yeah. Well, Sixto, you spent the last couple of years with me running around town, running for mayor. We had a great run, and we had a great friendship developed over that. And you and I have continued to go out and make sales calls to try and meet with people. We were out just yesterday. We spent 2 hours with a gentleman in a big organization that's going to jump in and become a sponsor. So, and you've come in many times to help us be a co-host. So what is your perspective on Jump in Tucson?
I think it's a great show because the listeners get to hear some of the things that are going on around Tucson that they normally don't hear about. And what I like about the show is that the people that come on the show talk about themselves and talk about their background. And that's, to me, that's always interesting. And I think it's interesting to the listeners also.
Yeah.
Who are these guys, you know?
Yeah, and what do they do? And even be able to tell our story about my mom and dad and start the beginning of Ackerley Advertising in 1968 and moving forward over all these years, 56 years now being in business, is pretty impressive. Lydia, you've had the good grace of sitting in for me and sitting in for some of the other guys as being one of our co-host. You're going to sit in for me during the summer a couple of times. You also obviously represent the minority businesses and the organization you're involved in. What is your perspective on Jump In Tucson being involved over the last few months?
You know, I really agree with the points that all of you were making. And I like what Sixto touched on, is that this gives an opportunity not only for the listeners to learn more about these fabulous organizations or wonderful community initiatives. Every single day is a different perspective that comes from all the different hosts. So I think what is happening is we are creating a more informed community all across Tucson, but even farther, so folks can know more about Tucson and they can understand that even if they're not here locally, how they can get involved, how they can help support, or how they can come visit, send their kids, maybe industry to industry, there could be great collaborations. And sometimes it is just that old adage of you don't know what you don't know. So when you hear people talking a little bit differently in a conversation about it, it opens up worlds that only benefit everyone. So I love it. It's just been quite a great run, quite a great start. And I know it's going to continue for a long time. And boy, do those 6 months just fly by.
Yeah, we've had quite a few conversations about what the next 6 months will look like and how we can get the MSBA involved in bringing in some of your folks and the contacts that you have. And of course, Sixto, it's funny, every time Sixto and I go somewhere, all the people come, I say, hello, my name is Dr. Ed Ackerley. We're here to see so-and-so. And the people come running out. They want to come see Sixto. They don't want to come see me. They want to come see Sixto. It's amazing to go out with him and have all the people. I do have to mention that I am just deeply grateful to General Ted Maxwell, who bought into this early on in the December timeframe, and he has been doing a great job on the Tuesday, hosting a Tuesday show and a stalwart, great informative sessions that he has had, and Tom Moulton now joining with Felipe and Visit Tucson. Tom has been great and has some really interesting guests and telling people about all the wonderful things that people from all over the world come to Tucson for to see, and Tom has been able to shed a light on some of those, and I have to just to give a extra special shout out to Grant Kruger, who was pretty amazing.
I agree. And the attention everybody is bringing to each other,
right,
and the collaboration, like both you and Sixto were talking about in sports. Yeah. Part of what people learn when they are in sports or on a team is exactly that, how to be part of the team. So,
Matt, you were going to say something?
Yeah, what I'd just like to add from this side of the glass is you and your team of hosts, because you're out there living and breathing this every day. So not only do you know the subject matter that's being presented, and you personally know about telling stories, you personally know about telling stories of the University of Arizona community because you've been so deeply involved in it for 30 plus years. You know, Ted, community engagement, who better to organize a discussion about that? Right. Tom, a whole career in tourism and attractions. And Grant, the restaurant business, again, a whole career in this stuff. So the horsepower that the hosts bring to this discussion and the great guests and stories you guys are bringing together, I think it's a great feature of the show. So fantastic. Yeah. So congratulations all.
Yeah, feed the beast, as they say. People think it's easy to do this. Getting four guests a week on my side, and then Ted, Grant, and Tom each have to get one guest a week. I have to get four. I got to get two on Friday and two for Monday. And it's a daunting task, but with the help of good friends like Lydia and all the people, Alan Kay's been helping us, and Sixto's been helping us, and Christy Simone's been helping us, and it's good. We seem to have content for a show every Friday and every Monday.
It works out.
Yeah. And I just love the opportunity. So if you'd like to be on Jump In Tucson, I keep saying that. If you have an organization, you have a homeowners association that's doing something good. It doesn't have to be a big, giant company. It can be a small activity. If you have a company that's trying to do some good things in Tucson and you think people need to hear the story about that, let us know at jumpintucson.com, and I'll have a conversation with you, and we'll see if we can put you on the air. And that's an important thing. So we're looking forward. We need some sponsors too, right, Bill?
Yeah, we need some sponsors, and we're also thinking about our listeners, you listening right now. In the future, we're planning some events maybe where we'll bring our listeners. I guess we got to come up with a name for our listeners.
Yeah.
Christy Simone's, they call themselves Wakeys. So yeah. what will they call us, our listeners, jumpers?
Jumpers, I guess. I don't know what it'll be. Well, it's just been an honor to be here over the last 6 months. Lydia, thank you so much for being in Phoenix and picking up those things for us today, and appreciate you, what you do for us.
You bet. My pleasure, gentlemen. It's always wonderful to collaborate and to just share some pearls of wisdom and a few jokes on a Friday.
Thank you, Sixto. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Bill. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We'll see you on Monday for the Wonder Edition.